Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Just a word of housekeeping. If you've been enjoying these daily reflections and would like to receive a reminder in your email box, I invite you to go over to Spotify and subscribe. The subscription is free and you can cancel it at any time. Today is the feast of St. Thomas the Apostle, July 3rd, 2026. And our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. John, where John writes, "Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, 'We have seen the Lord.' But Thomas said to them, 'Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe.'" There are moments in life when faith seems easy. The sun is shining, prayer feels alive, hope rises naturally in the heart. We can speak of God with confidence because his presence feels near and unmistakable. But there are other moments when faith feels painfully fragile. A diagnosis arrives, a betrayal cuts deeply, a prayer seems unanswered, death enters the room, and suddenly what once seemed certain becomes clouded with questions. In those moments, many people quietly ask what St. Thomas the Apostle dared to say out loud. "Unless I see, I will not believe." Thomas often receives an unfair reputation. We call him Doubting Thomas, as though doubt were the defining truth of his soul. Yet the gospel reveals something far deeper and far more human. Thomas was not cynical. He was wounded. He had loved Jesus completely, and the cross had shattered his world. The others had seen the risen Christ. Thomas had not. Imagine the loneliness hidden in that detail. The community is rejoicing while Thomas remains trapped in grief. The others are proclaiming resurrection while Thomas still carries Good Friday inside him. He cannot simply pretend. He cannot force himself into certainty. His heart needs healing before it can believe again. And remarkably, Jesus does not reject him for this. 8 days later, Jesus comes back specifically for Thomas. The doors are locked again. Fear still hangs in the room, yet Christ enters directly into the place of uncertainty. He does not scold Thomas. He does not shame him. He does not say, "How dare you question?" Instead, Jesus offers his wounds. "Put your finger here." The risen Christ still carries the marks of crucifixion. Resurrection did not erase the wounds, it transformed them. This is one of the most profound mysteries of the Christian life. We often believe holiness means becoming flawless, untouchable, invulnerable. But the glorified body of Jesus tells another story. Divine love does not deny suffering. It passes through suffering and redeems it from within. Thomas is invited not merely to see Jesus, but to touch the wounds. And in touching the wounds of Christ, Thomas discovers the doorway to faith. How often this is true for us as well. Many people encounter God not through triumph, but through brokenness, not through easy answers, but through places where certainty collapses and the soul becomes poor enough to cry out honestly. Some of the deepest faith is born in hospital rooms, at gravesides, in lonely nights, in seasons when prayer feels empty, but the heart continues reaching towards God anyway. The contemplative tradition of the Church teaches us that God often comes hidden beneath what appears to be absence. The cloud of unknowing, the silence, the ache of losing, these can become sacred places where the ego loosens its grip and the soul learns deeper trust. Thomas stands among the saints because he refused superficial faith. He desired a real encounter with the living Christ, and Jesus honored that longing. There is comfort here for every person who struggles. Faith is not the absence of questions. Faith is the courage to remain open while carrying them. Sometimes we imagine saints as people who never wrestled, never feared, never doubted. Yet Scripture reveals something else entirely. Abraham questioned. Moses resisted. Elijah despaired. Peter denied. Thomas doubted. And still God drew near to each one. Perhaps the opposite of faith is not doubt. Perhaps the opposite of faith is indifference. The refusal to seek, to knock, to hunger for truth. Thomas sought honestly. And because he sought honestly, he encountered Christ personally. Then comes one of the most beautiful confessions in all of the Gospels. My Lord and my God. Notice that Thomas says more than the others. The one who doubted most deeply now proclaims most clearly. Grace often works that way. The soul that has wrestled in darkness sometimes emerges with a faith more humble, tender, and compassionate before them. Tradition tells us that St. Thomas the Apostle eventually traveled from Jerusalem, carrying the gospel even to India. The man who once demanded proof became a fearless witness. The wounds he once feared became the source of his mission. Perhaps this is our calling, too. Not to hide our wounds, not to pretend certainty we do not possess, but to allow Christ to enter our locked rooms and breathe peace into the place we most fear. The world does not need Christians who merely repeat formulas. The world longs for people who have touched mercy, people whose compassion has been deepened by suffering, people who know that resurrection is real because they have seen God bringing life out of brokenness. The wounds of Christ remain forever open, not as signs of defeat, but as eternal doors of mercy. And when our own wounds are united to His, They too can become places where grace enters the world. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you entered the locked door, the locked room of fear, and brought peace to the searching heart of Thomas. Come also into the hidden rooms within us. Enter our doubts, our griefs, our unanswered questions, and the wounds we try to conceal from others. Teach us that your love is not frightened by our weakness. Help us to trust that even in uncertainty, you remain near. May we touch your mercy in our own suffering and become witnesses of compassion in a wounded world. Like St. Thomas the Apostle, lead us from fear into faith, and from questioning into deeper surrender. May our hearts one day proclaim with complete trust, "My Lord and my God." Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.